Preaching on Memorial Day weekend is difficult for preachers. A good many of those who attend American worship come with the expectation that the whole service will be in some way focused upon military veterans. You see, this is a perfectly fine thing for the country to do. Oh, but the church, in a spiritual sense, is not national territory. But when we gather to worship God as known in the life, the teaching, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our focus should be on the biblical God rather than upon nationalism of any sort. We come to Christ's house to honor and praise God, not nations. We come today remembering those who have served and are serving, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. We come to show respect for service to our country by recognition and hymns of praise. But our ultimate reason in being here today is to worship and praise our God and King, Emmanuel, God with us, as Christ Jesus our Lord. To learn of the God known in Christ Jesus is to learn of a God who loves us enough to set us free. Unfortunately, because of this freedom, terrible things happen. We live always in the deep puzzle of love, freedom, and pain. You see, God loves us. We are free. Pain is all around us. God did not make us puppets, and our freedom is often misused. This holiday reminds us of the sometimes terrible cost that we pay for our freedom. Wars and rumors of wars are the long human story. That story can be one of self-sacrifice and heroism. But it is also a story of the death of the young and the maiming of the innocent. For countless centuries, human beings have tried to settle their differences through violence. That is a choice our freedom offers us. God could have created us in ways that prevented us from choosing violence. But to do this, God would have had to make us puppets rather than to make us free. This is a holiday that remembers the cost that comes with our freedom to choose. You and I have a choice. One of the reasons that God gives us the gift of freedom is because the God who loves us will not coerce our love in return, but He wants it given back freely. The God who loves us invites, but does not force our love in return. You see, yet this is a costly freedom that leaves us at liberty to make war, to deal drugs, to get in a vehicle and drive under the influence, to be drunk, and other many countless horrors that we see upon our world. There are just a few that happen each and every day. In a world so full of hurts like these, one of the things that we must always learn when we come to worship God is that God is not the author and the source of the violence and the pain that is in our life. God is the one who loves us into freedom, even at a great cost. God is the one who loves us into freedom, even at a great cost. Our gospel lesson today offers us another truth about God's love. We reciprocate God's love by keeping Christ's commandments. The God who loves us wants us to love back by keeping them. This is a choice that freedom offers. It is important for us to understand this very clearly. God is not primarily interested in a mushy, syrupy love. Rather, God wants our love shown in the actions of our lives. He wants us to live it. In the ways that we love God, in the ways that we love self and others through following Christ's commandments. You see, to love God is to use our freedom wisely. To love God is to choose the Christ-like way. To love God is to imitate the deeds of Jesus. He tells us in John 14:15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." How easy and cheap it is to claim to love God without accepting the hard task of keeping Christ's commandments. You see, our world and our churches are full of people who want an easy love. Love that makes no demands. Love of feeling rather than action. You see, that's the world we live in. Think about it. Our world and our churches are full of people every day who want an easy love, love that makes no demands, love of feeling rather than action. Our gospel lesson makes it clear today that a meaningful love of God is shown through a life lived in harmony with the way of Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, this understanding of our use of freedom, oh, is more robust in this world than simple affection for God. We got to think it, we got to love it, we got to feel it, we got to know it. It's a freedom. I tell you, it's not just a simple affection. It's just something that's amazing. It is infinitely more demanding. It recognizes that we have the freedom in our world to reject Christ's commandments. And if we are honest, we know that our freedom has largely been misused and abused in this world. Much of the terrible pain of the world is the result of a choice, our choice sometimes, to follow our own way rather than the commandments of Christ. So many times people want everything. They want to do things their way and follow Christ when it's convenient. Not every day. Not putting Christ first and letting everything else follow suit. But no. Finally, today our gospel lesson promises that those who love God by obeying the commandments of Christ will have help. John 14:16 says, Jesus speaks to us of doing what? Sending an advocate, which is generally understood as being the gift of the Holy Spirit. An advocate supports and defends us. In our church, in our culture today, advocate is another term for an attorney who stands at our side and offers counsel and support. Someone, as Joni said, who's your best friend? Someone that's there for you, your best friend that would stand beside you through thick and thin. That person that would be there always. But see, Jesus' words suggest another understanding of the work of the advocate. The advocating Holy Spirit. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. The advocate is sticking up not so much for us, but for Christ's commandments. Advocating for our faithfulness to the way of Christ our Lord. When we make beginning efforts to keep Christ's commandments, we are rewarded by further encouragement to grow in the keeping of those commandments. The advocate advocates not for us, but for Jesus. The advocate, the Holy Spirit, is Jesus' advocate. The Holy Spirit reinforces our least desire to follow Christ. Our free choices to love God by obeying Christ are encouraged and empowered by the Spirit's presence, urging the choices for good. On this weekend, when the nation honors those who have paid a terrible price for humanity's choice to follow its own way rather than the way of Christ, you and I are reminded of the gift of God's love. We are reminded of God's gift of freedom. We are reminded of God's invitation to love God by obeying Christ's commandments. We are promised that each right choice will be empowered and reinforced by the Holy Spirit, by that advocate. Let us love God by choosing the way of Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Lord, for this day, we thank you. Lord, for your words, we thank you. Lord, for the goodness of life, we thank you. And even, Lord, when we make those decisions, when we choose things that are not always pleasing to you, we thank you, Lord, that that Spirit that encourages you is there to give us a push, a nudge, knowing that we, Lord, are always in your sight. So, Lord, this day, may we be reminded of the sacrifice and the freedom that we have, but to know also, Lord, that it comes with pain and suffering and responsibility. To know that the free gift of loving you and serving you and worshiping you also comes with a great responsibility. and a choice that we have to make each and every day as we wake up to serve you that day or to not. So, Lord, this day, let us remember that. Let us always know that you are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 707, the hymn of promise. And know that our altar is always open, and come, the hymn of promise, 707. Stand as we sing.